गिरिवरधारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीर वन चारे जमुना तीर वन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीर वन चारे जमुना तीर वन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत शिष्यमत इस डिवाइन ग्रेशल अभिचरण अरविंद भक्ति विदान स्वामी जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस कौन बेवड़ी फाउंडर आचार्य जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की है। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत शिष्यमत इस गेट इवाइन ग्रेशल भक्ति सिद्धांत श्री ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो से कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रज में वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय समावेत भक्त वृंद की जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे All glorious to assembled devotees, all glorious to assembled devotees, all glorious to assembled devotees, glorious to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 7th chapter and text number 17. What Prahlad learned in the womb. This is a very important topic because apparently a child in the womb of his mother, when mother cannot remember, how could child can remember? This is a very interesting topic. Not only that, how is it applicable to us who are upcoming devotees, like our children, and those who are already in the movement for so long? It is also bewildering, because there are cases happening where all of a sudden a devotee's mind, out of some mayic influence, turns around and puts into puzzle. And he is so captivated that the very fundamental question of faith in the Guru, his words, yasya devi para bhakti yatha devi tatha guru, comes into question. So this is the subject matter that we have to have an utmost faith in the words and activities of the Guru. You got the verse, right? Text number 17. Bhavatam api bhuyat me yadi shraddhate vachah vaisharadi dehi shraddhat stri balanam cha me yatha. Bhavatam api bhuyan me yadi shraddhate vachah vaisharadi dhi shraddhat stri balam cha me yatha. Bhavatam api bhuyan me yadi shraddhate vachah vaisharadi dhi shraddhat stri balam cha me yatha. Bhavatam api bhuyan me yadi shraddhate vachah vaisharadi dhi shraddhat stri balam cha me yatha.
Well,
Bhavatam of yourselves, api also, bhuyat it may be, me of me, yadi if, shraddhatate you believe in, vachaha the words, vaisharade of the most expert, or in relation with the Supreme Lord. Dehi, intelligence. Shraddhadat, because of whom faith. Stri, of women. Balanam, of small boys. Cha, also. Me, of me. Yatha, justice. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj continued, my dear friends, if you can place your faith in my words, simply by that faith you can also understand transcendental knowledge. Just like me, although you are small children, similarly, a woman can also understand transcendental knowledge and know what is spirit and what is matter. These words of Prahlad Maharaj are very important in regards to knowledge descending by disciplic succession. Even when Prahlad Maharaj was a baby within the womb of his mother, he became fully convinced of the existence of the Supreme Power because of hearing the powerful instructions of Narad and understood how to attain perfection in life by Bhakti Yoga. These are most important understanding in the spiritual knowledge. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru. Tasyaiti katithyahi arthyaha prakashante mahatmana. Unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. This is in Svetasatara Upanishad, 6th chapter, 23rd verse. Atah Sri Krishna namadi na bhavit grahyam indriyaihi. Sevanam mukhehi jihvado svayam spuratyam evadhyah. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him. This is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1st canto, 2nd chapter, 234th verse. Bhakti amam abhijanati javanyascha smai tattvatah tato ma tattvato gyatvat vishate tadantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Personality, as he is only by developing, by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. This is Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 55th verse. These are the Vedic instruction, and one must have full faith in the words of spiritual master and similar faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the real knowledge of Atma and Paramatma and distinction between the matter and spirit will be automatically revealed. This Atma Tattva or spiritual knowledge will be revealed within the core of the devotee's heart because of his having taken shelter of the lotus feet of Mahajan such as Prahlad Maharaj. In this verse, the word bhuyat may be understood as mean let there be. Prahlad Maharaj offers his blessings to his class friends, saying, also become faithful like me, become bona fide Vaishnavas. A devotee of the Lord desires for everyone to take to Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, however, people sometimes do not have staunch faith in the words of the spiritual master who comes by disciplic succession, and therefore they are unable to understand the transcendental knowledge. The spiritual master must be in the line of authorized disciplic succession, like Prahlad Maharaj, who received the knowledge from Narad. If the class friends of Prahlad Maharaj, the sons of demons, were to accept the truth through Prahlad, they would certainly also become fully aware of transcendental knowledge. The word Vaisharadidhi refers to intelligence concerning the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is extremely expert. The Lord has created wonderful universes by his expert knowledge. Unless one is extremely expert, he cannot understand the expert management of the Supreme Expert. One can understand, however, if one is fortunate enough to meet a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession of from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Mother Lakshmi, or the Kumaras. The four sampradayas or disciplic successions of the knowledge and the transcendence are called the Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, and Kumara Sampradaya. Sampradaya vihinaye mantraste nishphalamata. The knowledge of the Supreme received from a sampradaya or a disciplic succession can give one intelligence, one enlightenment. If one does not take to the path of disciplic succession, it is not possible for one to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one understands the Supreme Lord through devotional service with faith in the disciplic succession, then advances further. He awakens his natural love for God, and then his success in the life is assured. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanyena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitantham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The conclusion that Srila Prabhupada quoted in this verse, Yasya deve para bhakti, yatha deve tatha guru, tasya hi katitahi अर्थ्याः प्रकाशन्ते महात्मनः. The transcendental knowledge is received in the heart, means the deep down core of your consciousness. If you have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna, which are coming in the disciplic succession. Without disciplic succession, there is deviation and you can't put faith in it. So, therefore, Prabhupada brought Krishna consciousness with a claim of disciplic succession, which is unbroken chain of disciplic succession, starting from Brahma all the way to his present. And one cannot put another kind of interpretation and stop the disciplic succession. One who has unflinching faith in Guru and Krishna. Unless and until one recognizes the existence of parabhakti. Parabhakti means there is bhakti, but there is also parabhakti. One who is deep down engrossed in confidential relationship with Guru, with unflinching faith. Unflinching faith does not happen with an intellectual manipulation. Unflinching faith in the transcendental words of the disciplic succession, and Narad Muni is a bona fide person. All right. Kayadhu, Prahlad's mother, she heard the same knowledge, but her faith was more in her husband rather than Narad Muni. But the same transcendental words, but she was listening without firm faith. She was understanding that it is a pious deed that she was saved from, the demigods being, taking her away and will kill the child as soon as he will born. But Narad Muni interfered. Narad Muni forecasted that this child is not ordinary. He is going to be a very, very staunch devotee of Lord Krishna. How did he know? How did Narad Muni know? Because Narad Muni is himself in disciplic succession, and whatever Brahma taught him, he had very, very confirmed faith. So the same knowledge, when it is transmitted, it is as potent as its origin. To cultivate a firm faith, it's difficult. Because we are ill-trained, ill-educated, even with so many degrees. We are told that if you go to foreign countries, do not put faith immediately for anybody. So, if you are burnt of hot milk, you will also cool chash. You will be afraid to drink it. So that kind of material, response to the external stimulus it's naturally there for those who have consciousness. How is it that without confirmation you have firm faith? You will reason. Rationality is another big stumbling block in the atheist, especially. They are called rationalists. They want to strike against the faith. To cultivate faith, it's not that easy. To have confirmed faith or realized faith, it's very, very difficult. But to those who have unflinching faith in Guru and Krishna, to them only Krishna reveals the transcendental knowledge. So how is it possible? Is it a mechanical process to cultivate unflinching faith? Actually, it is the culmination of so many pious deeds, life after life, that one may develop unflinching faith. It's not that all of a sudden that everybody would have unflinching faith. Most of us who are afflicted by the physical tribulations, our faith becomes shaky. But Prahlada's statement is a realized statement to his classmates. If you have unflinching faith in my words, you will be also benefited. With such a fearlessness. Now, if you examine faith through your discrimination faculty, which is called intelligence, the discriminating faculty is intelligence. But you will examine with a parameter which is material in nature. You do not know the superior nature, which is the very first function of intelligence. Na sato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate asat. Ubhayorapi drashtanta tattva darshibhi. If you are seeker of the truth, then you know that for the sat means eternal, there is no cessation. And for the asat, there is no endurance. Krishna is already guiding us what is sat and asat. So, the faith which is bringing you to the sat platform, you have to keep in forefront to check. And that you have to invest in your guru. That you have to invest in your guru. And surely you'll be benefited. The words are not ordinary, but the words are very transparent. And it is said in simple language, and we keep on, using our other faculties to analyze it. How much faith I should put? Let me verify. Let me verify. Even for verification, the process is given. Even for verification. Adav Shraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangha, Atha Bhajana Kriya, Atha Anartha Nivrittishya, Tato Nishtha, Ruchi. What is Nishtha and Shraddha? They sound the same. But Nishtha is confirmed or verified faith. Shraddha may be there, it may allow you to grow if you continue association with the sadhus, enter into bhajana kriya, and take out anartha, become free from all the anarthas. Rupa Goswami taught us in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that even while taking out anarthas from our life, there will be some residual anarthas sticking. But don't worry, you will reach nistha first, and then nistha will put you into rati, means attraction to that higher taste. Higher taste. And so the residual anarthas, even in nistha stage, will not trouble you. You have a kind of a high potential approach to develop further to asakti. And it is said, the process of devotional service is very sweet, but it is mixed with sand. Sweetness will be there, but you will not like to lick it. It will taste sweet, but if you are eager to cultivate unflinching faith and you think you can do it without getting rid of your anarthas, you'll be regretting, because it goes like sweet rice with sand in it. You will not enjoy it. It is sweet, but you will not enjoy it. Real enjoyment is without the sand mixed, and that is sand particles are anarthas. So either let it settle down in nistha, or try to filter them out if you can. But don't worry. Your faith is getting confirmed, verified. Verifiability must be there. Then the progress is there. Tatha asakti, bhav and prem. We have to reach to that. How do we understand if we are committed devotees or not? Unless and until we have verifiability. Other faiths do not have a process of verifiability. They are simply blind faith. They use force to cultivate faith. They use enticement to cultivate faith. How can you verify in that? You verify with your needs to preserve your life. You accept any other faith? Because the system of verifiability is in place in Vedic. So this stage of anarthanuvritti and nishtha are very important. Most of us are at that stage. We have not reached to the nistha. We are trying to get rid of anarthas in our life. But with firm faith, it will help. Keep on doing. Never give up. Then, yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru tasya hi kathitha hi arthya prakashante mahat. Prakashante means enlightened personality he will become. So, Prabhupada is quoting these verses because that is the foundation. There are unfortunately many examples in Krishna consciousness movement that those were so prominent before. They were pushing themselves to do the welfare system. Suddenly, goes around with public opinion, and they do not see verifiability in the words of Srila Prabhupada, they start analyzing such words. They think that we should purge out from the books of Srila Prabhupada, we should do this and we should do that, and all of a sudden that devotional service goes in the drain. Because where is parabhakti? Where is parabhakti? Apparently, there are many, many devotees falling victim to this so-called maya and so-called literacy aspect of being in modern world. Those who have so much brain power, so much rationality, so much organization. How did it fall apart? Because how can you advance without unflinching faith? Do you think Srila Prabhupada's words are to be taken as verbatim? Even though the modern legal system will oppose to certain things and will threaten to close down the movement? If that is so, do you think Prabhupada was ignorant about the Western advancement in all this technological intelligence, artificial intelligence and so on? What is the value of it? It hits directly on your faith. It hurts your faith. Otherwise, how come an uneducated like Haridas Thakur can advance in the holy name and become Namacharya? Is it a subject matter of mundane logic? No. So, whenever some controversies are heard, don't pay attention to that. It comes and goes, but can also take toll if we indulge too much in it. This is called prayas. Prayas means an effort to be done knowingly, becoming an interference in the transcendental process, which is automatically stepwise developing. You interfere and you get a different result. Jnane prayasi utapana namaste. Brahma is telling this in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jnana prayas. Karma prayas is there, but jnana prayas is also there. It has been denied by Brahma that do not allow your jnana prayas to interfere in the process of bhakti. It will give undesirable results. So, this is very important in bhakti. It doesn't mean that you have to cultivate blind faith in your guru. No. Try to understand. It's a request only. Please try to understand. But instead of request, you take an opposition and put it as a controversial statement of the guru. That is not fair. It's a dangerous zone. Because the words of transcendence penetrate all the physiological barriers and enter into the realm which may be total ignorant or dark, would not allow you to fathom. Just like, why do we have faith when our relatives are on the deathbed and we tell them to put Srila Prabhupada's chanting on his pillow? Is it a blind faith? But the consciousness is there. Even though a person is in a vegetative state, unconscious, cannot respond even, but still the sound vibrations, not even physical, but what to speak of spiritual sound vibration, they are at a different wavelength. It penetrates. You cultivate the faith on the transcendental sound vibrations. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Why it is a Padma Vakya? Padma means lotus. Even the words are like lotus flowers. But Guru Mukha Padma is there, but the words are not ordinary. They are transcendental, potent words, and it should penetrate our hard heart to melt it down in order to receive the mercy or realization about the Absolute Truth. Cultivate that faith. That is very important. And Prahlad is telling his classmates, if you have faith in my words, then you will also be benefited. Prahlad's mother didn't have much faith. She came for her physical protection. And that's okay. But as soon as Hiranyakashipu came back, she forgot everything. Why? And that word is used as a characteristics of women. And In the literary society of North India, in Hindi it is called Triya Charitra. Triya means three's charitra. It is very much attached to the physical concern only, whether it is of the body or She is more attached to the Triyacharita. You are all sadhvis, I'm not talking about that. But those who are not Krishna conscious, okay, in outside world, they go for, social or whatever kind of perception and advancing in that society is concerned. But they never forget that Triya Charitra. It's a characteristics of him. And Prahlad is telling that. Do you think he's insulting his mother? No. But still, you can see, because of the long duration of time that has passed, and because of her being a woman and therefore less intelligent, my mother has forgotten all those instructions. But the great sage Narad blessed me, and therefore I could not forget them. It is our own effort to be having a very conformed faith. That is our part. But unless and until we are being blessed, the mercy of the superior is there, we can't develop that either. So ગુરુમુખ પદ્મ વાક્ય ચિત્તે તે કરી વાક્ય આરાધના કરી હો મને આશા. There should not be any other desire or what you call a tangential thinking away from it. No. I should not have any desire to think other way around. We should remember there is no need of analysis. That's what it is said. If you are a rationalist, if you think you are learned, you have got this degree or that degree. But devotional services tell you, sarvapadhir vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesham sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Give up all the upadhis. Upadhis are trouble. Upadhis means trouble. But in educated world, upadhi means degree. MA, PhD, DSC. Both are real. Such degrees are stumbling block in our humility. Stumbling blocks. And Rupa Goswami says, sarvapadir vinir muktam tat paretvana nirmala. Then you will become nirmal, means spotless, very pure. You are not allowing your degrees to impress upon you. Don't allow them to interfere in your loving devotional service. And so this is a completely a different realm. And scientifically, the transcendental nature is invested because it is there. Material nature is there. And we have only perception of material nature through senses. But our senses are not purified for the purpose they have been given. The senses have been given to identify the five subject matters. Rupa, Gandha, Rasa, Sparsha. They were created by Krishna. The objects of sense perception were created by Krishna. Senses were created to perceive, and the sense organs were created. So 15 elements plus bhumi rapano lo vayu khammano buddhi revacha ahankaram iti yame bhinna prakriti yastada. 8, that makes 23. When Mahavishnu glanced over the material nature, the transcendental glance of Satchidananda reflected as opposite of Sattva, Raja and Tama, and this is called Mahatattva. So Mahatattva itself becomes the entry point for all the jivas to come into the material nature. So Mahatattva, jivas as well as Paramatma, the expansion of Lord Krishna to the permeated. So altogether, how many? 26 elements. These are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna created all the required elements. Now Brahma used it by permutation and combination to make multiple things. But manabuddhi and ahankara, these are subtle. And if they are trapped into the bodily conception of life, then everything is a failure. Now, how come a child in the womb of his mother, even though he was not fully grown and he was developing, but the consciousness is there. So, purified consciousness with a resolve of having full faith in the words of Narad Muni. And as long as he was born, up to that particular point, the instructions were continued. And Narad Muni didn't give the instruction only for one day. He kept Kayadu in his ashram till Prahlad was born. There was no time for Prahlad to ask questions to Narad Muni by nature. But why should one ask a question if he has unflinching faith? We are allowing questions because we are not imitating. We have to be reasonable to satisfy the inquisitiveness and spiritual realm only. It's not a different story, but it is just to support the upcoming and give a faithful adherence. So quote Srila Prabhupada, quote other shastras that Prabhupada quotes, and try to satisfy. Here is, so cultivate unflinching faith in the instructions of Guru and Krishna. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru. Deva means Krishna. If you have unflinching faith in Guru and Krishna's words, all the transcendental precepts will be revealed to you. Revealed to you. It's not that you will get examination and then you have to qualify and with your intelligence. No. It will be revealed. How Krishna is revealing himself? Generally he says, Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavruta. I am not exposed to anybody and everybody. I cover myself into the veil of yoga maya. Alright? But he does reveal yena labhyate, who gets, to whom he reveals by his own sweet will. Nayamatma na pravachanena labhya athva bahuna shrutena va. This Upanishads are telling, Prabhupada quotes so often, that this is the process. It cannot be understood with a material intelligence. So material faith, or all the time you want to check it out, you can check it out. Your progress will be very slow. But the human form of life is given not to waste time in verifiability. It is a perfect process and verifiability is included in. So you have faith that it is in the way. You will get it confirmed. You don't have to wait for it and attend a school of verifiability. Your guru is enough. He is the whole university himself. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, it's just like the university has its own prestige because of the standard of education delivered. Similarly, sampradaya means not a little confinement. Sampradaya means disciplic succession from authorized sources. Starting from Krishna himself, four sampradayas are there. Therefore, in the purport, Prabhupada says, Brahma Sampradaya, Kumar Sampradaya, then Lakshmi Sampradaya and Rudra Sampradaya. Four are Vaishnava Sampradaya. And we are in Brahma Sampradaya, so naturally we have to quote Prabhupada, insist that Brahma is our head, fountainhead teacher. So Srimad Bhagavatam is full of Brahma's prayer to Krishna, how he understood. Otherwise, he also tried to utilize his intelligence to measure the supremacy of Krishna by Brahma Vimohan Leela understanding, you know. The boys know this story of Brahma Vimohan Leela. Brahma steals the calves and cowherd boys while they were playing. Who can tell me? Storyteller. Brahma got bewildered. Right. How many heads our Brahma had?
Four.
But there are Brahmas who have thousands heads, right? Because there are bigger universes. And you have to take it with firm faith. You are not going to go there and count and then confirm. Anyway, so this is a very important guideline, not to speculate on the words of spiritual master. It is verifiable through the books. It is verifiable through the opinions of sadhus in disciplic succession, not outside disciplic succession. So, Guru, Sadhathara. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, Vakya, Chitte, Te, Kori, Vakya. So, these are the three confirmations that you have to verify your faith. Ultimately, it comes to the faith. And unless and until three are there, you cannot support your faith. So, Prabhupada said that there are so many teachers, they have come, they have gone, everybody has his own opinion. Interpretations of Bhagavad Gita, there are 500 varieties, but the most is from Advaita Siddhanta, where they deny the personality of Godhead, right? And they put their own opinion as if Krishna is speaking. No. They interpret, oh, you don't have to surrender to Krishna. But one who is inside the Krishna, right? His Atma. You have to surrender to him. Now, what is the difference between Krishna and his Atma? Is there any difference? You have difference, that doesn't mean Krishna has any. So therefore, Krishna is advising, know this truth of me, you know, in reality. Janma karma cha me divyam evam vettiyo tattvataha tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mamiti so Arjuna. Without unflinching faith, how would you cultivate your divinity even? Divinity is not manufactured by material desires. Divine means it is transcendental in nature. It is bestowed by the transcendental process only. What is the transcendental process, we are told? Come on! Super brains. What is the transcendental process we are told to do? Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Just cultivate unflinching faith and you will transform yourself. Anybody who chants will be benefited. So, if the process is perfect, I may be imperfect, but the process I follow is perfect. That's what Prabhupada himself told us. So, accept the process, then confirmation will come. Anybody has any question? What is the time? 8:30. It's already there? Up to 9 o'clock? Good. So, here the word Vaisharadi. Vaisharadi. Prabhupada said Vaisharad is used for Krishna. Otherwise, in Sanskrit it is called Visharad also. Visharad means expert. Alright? Expert. And it's a degree offered by universities also. Sanskrit Visharad. But Vaisharadi Dhi is used for that intelligence which is geared on Krishna. That is the nature. Vaisharadi Dhi. Shraddhatah stri balinam cha me yatha. If even the stri will develop Vaisharadi Dhi, she will be benefited. But unfortunately, my mother did not have that faith. But I have that faith. That what Prahlad Maharaj says that. Prabhupada quotes also from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavit grahyam indriyai. The import of Lord Krishna's name, Krishna, is not perceivable by blunt senses. But if you serve that holy name through your tongue, sevanam mukhehi jivado, and then employ other senses in serving the holy name. Svayam spuratyam evadya. It will reveal itself. And then you will know. Unless and until the potency of the holy name does not reveal itself, then you will be bereft of the transcendental knowledge. Always serve. Sevanam mukhehi jivado. Start from the tongue, serve Lord Shri Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, then employ all other four senses. That's how the senses were originally given. Therefore, Krishna has created five subject of this senses. Five senses, five sense organs, 15 elements there. And actually they are embedded in each and every living entity. But instead of knowing our reality through the senses, we misuse the senses in sense gratification. The senses were gratifying ours. The consciousness which is passing through the senses was misused in gratifying our senses. Original purpose was senses to know who we are. But we chose not to know ourselves. We think we are. We see our reflection in the mirror and we think this is what we are. We put up style this way, that way. Why it is called vanity? It's in vain. It's in vain. We have misused. But rationality will tell vanity fair. Vanity is used for fairness. So these are external sense perceptions which are misdirected. Our shastras are telling that we have to become introspective rather than extrospective. Manorathena asati dhavato bahi. Simply we want to ride on the horses, or the senses are horses, right? Ride on those horses who are going away from Krishna consciousness. Therefore we cannot put up our attention properly. Right? That's why children always do little bit something, their own private things instead of listening. Manorathena asati dhav. Asat. Asat means temporary, away from Krishna. Bahi means external. We have to go internal. So, this is simple, but it is so much emphatically told from the very beginning. Please cultivate faith, adav shraddha. Many a times, shraddha is defined, shraddha shabdesu dhrada vishvasa karnischay, krishne bhakti karile sarva karma krita hoy. Initially, we cultivate faith to do something. We think it is important to do something. So we cultivate faith on our karma only. Our knowledgeability of know-how or to employ in the karma. And we think we can confirm the faith there. But how long are you going to do? The faith is not for that purpose. Faith is to investigate your own reality. Who you are. Who you are. What do you think you are? Dasoham asmi. I'm your servant. If somebody quarrels with you, who do you think you are? Then what you will say? Dasoham asmi. I am your servant. I am Krishna's servant. Right? Because that nature will help you to realize your reality. No other way. So don't waste time. You have been chanting Hare Krishna, but keep on. When you grow old and go to the high school and then you drop out from Hare Krishna, that's not affordable. Yeah. Many devotees' children, you know, go to the high school. I have that in my childhood. I know. Then, I know means mirror. So, aina bata do usko. We are not here for living a reflectory life. We are true people, original people. We have to live like our reality. Why do we have to live for temporality? We have to give up when we come to the age, we have to give up. We will be forced to give up. Then we get confused. Oh, in my old age, what should I do? I was so active when I was young. Now I can't do. But even you cannot do. Your life is Krishna conscious, then you are living. Otherwise, when we were engaged in the material activity, we were dead. That is not activity we are supposed to do.
The secret is here.
One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. Not by knowledge, not by yoga, nothing. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Bhaktyamam abhijanati javanaschasmi tattvataha tato ma tattvato gyatva vishate tadantaram. And again Krishna says, only by undivided devotional service can I be known as I am. What is that verse? Very identical verse Krishna speaks. There is a bhaktyamam abhijanati, but there is another verse. Bhaktyatu ananyaya shakya aham evam vidho arjun gyatum drashtum chatatvena pravishtum cha parantapa. Only by undivided devotional service, Arjun, you can know me in truth. Not only that, you'll be able to see me in truth. Drashtum, gyatum drashtum chatatvena pravishtum. In reality, you will be able to enter into my life. Again, means go back home, back to Godhead. Right? So, it is emphatically told, only by undivided devotion. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. There is no other way. If you have heaps of knowledge, you throw in the garbage. This is the knowledge. So, we'll keep some time for the questions. Anybody has any question? Smarts. Come on, ask question. Yes, Prabhu.
Maharaj, initially you were mentioning about expressing firm faith until anarthas are gone. You gave the example of sweet rice and sand. Can you please explain? Because the way I understood was that one should not exercise firm faith until the anarthas are reduced. Otherwise, one may fall.
How will you ever progress without unflinching faith?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to understand maybe I understood it wrong, but the whole thing, example you gave.
Nishtha is the stage of confirmation that you are on right. Verifiable faith is called nishtha. I told, how will you verify your faith unless and until you reach to the nishtha stage? Most of us are right now hovering on the anarthas. Right? We're trying to reduce anarthas as much as possible. Means activities which are obstructing cultivating the firm faith in Krishna, in Guru. So we have to go through that struggle, but still Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte To Kariyo Vakya. You have to at least cultivate, as long as your guru is there, cultivate. The Siksha gurus are there. Cultivate till you are convinced to get it off. So anarthas may be lingering. And Bhakti Rasamrita says, Rupa Goswami says that even if you have reached the nishtha stage, and some anarthas are residual. They are not important, but they are still hanging around. Never mind. You know? And you will feel liberated. You will feel liberated. And therefore, your posterity is in developing more and more rati, means akarshan. That stage will be there. But when you are becoming completely obsessed with the divine and attraction of the all six opulences, then that asakti or the real attachment will eradicate all the anarthas. All right? That is the stage. So, residual means what? Even if you think again, even you are abstaining from four regulative principles, but you may be thinking, so thinking is going to pollute your mind. But it is residual. Yamunacharya says, oh, as soon as I think of such activity with a woman, I spit at the thought. What does it mean? And Yamunacharya, he should be very pure, but how come he thinks that whenever such thoughts are popping up in my mind, I spit at the thought? So mind and intelligence are at loggerheads. Intelligence is more powerful because you have unflinching faith. And therefore your intelligence will override your mind and control the mind. Like that. So residual anarthas may be there, but it is not there for a long time. So don't worry, they say. Otherwise some obstinate devotee, devotees cannot be obstinate, but some may think, oh, I have still some anarthas in my mind, so in a subtle form, unless and until I eradicate it. Don't waste your time. Krishna will take care. It is his arrangement that these are gone. It's not that you are the doer. If you think you are the doer, then you will become obstinate. You have no power. Krishna provided the process. Guru is providing you, and Guru is showing by his own example how to remain detached. Right? So, that's good enough. Any other question?
Jai. Maharaj, you mentioned how heard Srimad Bhagavatam, but only Prahlad Maharaj had firm faith and Kayadu had firm faith in her husband. So only Prahlad Maharaj could get their full transcendental knowledge. So Maharaj, I would like to ask, we see when we start to hear Srimad Bhagavatam at the beginning, we don't have firm faith, but we have many doubts, we have many questions. So does that mean Krishna won't reveal himself towards us?
Do you think Krishna is cheap? That he can come when you want and he will not be there if you don't want? No, Krishna is not. But Prahlad says, if you also cultivate firm faith like me, Krishna will be also available the same way. So Prahlad is advising us to cultivate firm faith like he has. Just if you have faith on my words, Prahlad is speaking, so words are there. If you cultivate firm faith on my words, you will also be there. Otherwise, if Guru doesn't speak, and can you cultivate firm faith in Guru if he doesn't speak? There are Mauni Babas. They don't give you any instruction. So where is the question of putting faith in him? He said, because he has heard from Narad Muni the same instruction he is giving to the unqualified children of the demons. But Prahlad is right. If you have firm faith like me, you will also be benefited the same way. Words are stronger, but they are transcendental. Vibrations are there. They are more stronger than material vibrations. What is used to go to America when Prabhupada went just to spread some words? No. Prabhupada went to spread the transcendental vibrations, because he had firm faith in his Guru and Krishna. Otherwise, without money, do you think it is easy to survive in America? At this old age, but Prabhupada's demeanor, his entire, framework of mind, he remained always subservient to the desire of Guru. So whoever came to help him, he said, my Guru has sent me and sent you to me so I can serve him. So he was thanking his disciples. Prabhupada never told them, oh, you execute my order, otherwise you will go to hell. Prabhupada never said, right?
Yeah.
Prabhupada cultivated the same unflinching faith that understand this. This is the parampara of carrying out unflinching faith. It is verifiable by the Shastra and the learned teachers in our disciplic succession can verify. There are so many quotations Prabhupada put. We use here generally Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There are other also very selective books are there that affirmatively say the same thing. So you do not have to worry. You have to have confirmed faith. That is your play now. How much faith you will put in the words of Guru and Krishna, your success will depend upon that. Okay?
Thank you.
Good. Yes.
You mentioned about firm faith.
I mentioned about firm faith. Prahlad Maharaj mentioned, not me.
Sir, Prahlad, because they are pure devotees, so they can follow that easily. But when it comes to me, our chanting is not very attentive all the time as well. So how to practice firm faith in day-to-day life?
Because my guru said, I have to do, otherwise I will starve. But you work in crossways, you cannot starve. So then Chaitanya will take care of you. So rest assured, cultivate form faith. You have no excuse. Yes?
You said that, because Narada could know the future, then why didn't he tell Kayadu about all of the Srimad Bhagavatam, because she would forget it, because Narada could look at the future and she would forget when she sees Hiranyakashipu. Why would Narada tell her then?
Do you want not Narasimha Bhagavan to appear?
I do.
Yeah? Then how would you love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like Prahlad?
So why couldn't Narada just...
But it is a fact that I have to admit, our children in Krishna consciousness never get afraid of Narasimha Bhagavan. They love him. So they are so confident, right? But don't forget him. You know, because he has to appear. Therefore, Narad Muni wanted the whole story to develop and made Prahlad so much having faith in Guru's words, so he became, fearless. You have to also cultivate like that. To become fearless. Yes?
Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for the nice class. Guru Maharaj, today you mentioned about the residual, the anarthas that can carry. Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Purport, Prabhupada also mentions about faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. He defines like that. But when the stages beyond the anartha nivritti, which is nishtha, ruchi, asakti, we give also take an example of Jadabharat, who Bharat Maharaj, who had the little bit of residue by which he developed the attachment. So unless we go to prema stage, so can I understand that this residue what we mentioned today can continue till the bhava stage, and with that conditioning stage which where we are in, what to speak of crossing the anartha nivritti, how do we draw a line or judge that in the conditioning state itself, what is the anarthas now and the residues which are acting on us?
See, desires exist in three phases normally. Manasa, vacha, karmana. Alright? Now, mind is not the ultimate source of cultivating desires. Desires are inherited from the previous life that goes through the agency of mind into another birth and make it properly manifest as they were in the next birth. So, the existence of anarthas are also that way. Alright? What is residual can also continue the cycle of birth and death. But how can you say Jadbharat had some residual desires? He had a resolve. He wasted his life in the body of a deer. You know, now he doesn't want to miss up any opportunity. So when he was given the birth in the Brahmin family again, he opted to become deaf and dumb, even though he was not. Just to prevent external stimulus away, never respond. No opportunity to respond. It doesn't have to play tricks. Rather, deaf and dumb means anything can happen to him, and he never protested. You know, he never protested to those thugs who took him away to be offered as a sacrifice to Kali. He never protested to carry the palanquin of Rahugan. Never protested. So he has won over his self-desires. It doesn't mean he was desireless. No, he was desiring to find the opportunity so he can preach Rahugan. And Krishna provided him the opportunity to do that. So, he came to that resolve. I don't want to indulge in the Maya. Maya comes through the association. That is not satsanga. It's called asatsanga chariya Vaishnava achar. Anything else? Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I wanted to ask Maharaj, like you were mentioning, how we should develop unflinching faith like Prahlad Maharaj. So how can we develop that further if we go through obstacles in our life where philosophy sometimes doesn't resonate or doesn't, you can't really understand, or you know, sometimes philosophy doesn't you know, immediately make sense when we're going through obstacles in our life. So I guess, how do we understand the reciprocation of Krishna in such times?
If we have strong association, then tribulations are going to come because we have material bodies. And the mode of ignorance, you shun off all the activities, even mode of passion, which is inviting troubles, we have to shun off. Always accept the mode of goodness, even though it is not there in the purest form, but adhere, because Lord Vishnu is going to control that mode, and you'll reach. Brahma advises us, Maya hi yasya sat, yasya satani sute traigunya tad vishaya veda vitaya mana satvavalambi parasatvam vishuddha satvam govinda madhipurusham. So it's a stage wise development. We are talking of parasatva beyond mode of goodness. These are the powerful statements of very confirmed devotees. Dvadash Mahajan, Prahlad is one. So we gain strength by understanding, and when Prabhupada helps us to understand in the correct trajectory to make us more strong in conviction. So everything is in connection, that we can develop firm faith on Srila Prabhupada, then we can also understand the affirmity of the statement given by Prahlad. So we are in perfect protection that we will also develop. Amen. So more and more such association and such activity we have to indulge in to counteract so-called troubles. All right? Good.
Yeah.
Aren't you hungry? Oh, you have one. Okay, go ahead, one more.
Getting unflinching faith in the wrong thing.
If we perform the recommended activities of Krishna consciousness, then we'll be able to prevent. What else do we have else that can be called other than Krishna conscious activities? It's all dynamic. You love it, isn't it? Yeah. You can discriminate with the activities of the outside world. You don't want to indulge much. Therefore, Prabhupada has created a society. He's not telling, okay, you go and hide in a cave and do your Krishna consciousness. No. He created a society, international society for Krishna consciousness. So together we can win. Alone, no. It is difficult. Right?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Always stick around. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.